Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
As we get down to the end of this week, pretty good week once again on our cattle prices coming back from that collapse that we saw back starting in August and through September, early October. For example, Oklahoma National Stockyards yearling prices this week, $2 to $5 higher. Calves were steady. OKC West yearlings, $4 to $6 higher. Calves steady. McAllister steer calves, $4 to $11 higher. Tulsa steers, $9 to $11 higher. Pratt, Kansas yearlings firm to $7 higher. And the Dodge City market was the hot one of the week when it came to calf prices. Steer calves at Dodge this week, $20 to $40 higher. They hadn't had a chance to do some of that sharp up that we saw in some of these markets a week ago. Dr. Daryl Peel, livestock market economist, reminds us that while we had the collapse of prices that took some of the shine off of this market compared to a year ago, the overall cow-calf returns expected this year are still expected to be second only to last year.
Even with the amount we've taken off the prices, we're still at the second highest level ever in terms of expected cow-calf returns. And so that's one thing to keep in mind, and we will erode those, but we're going to stay at pretty good levels here for this year, next year, and then the year after that, more than likely.
Now, let's switch gears, talk about crop prices, if we might. Dr. Kim Anderson, this week on SUNUP, going to be talking about cotton prices primarily, and he says current cotton prices in the low 60s in Oklahoma and in Texas basically covers variable costs, but that's about it, so cotton farmers going to be hard-pressed to make much money over the next year or so. And he says the culprit right now, big global stocks keeping cotton prices depressed.
We've now got excess cotton stocks. It's going down. These low prices are going to create, it's going to reduce world cotton production over the next couple of years. And as production goes down, stocks will go down and the price will go back up.
Economics 101, the lesson continues, switching gears from cotton to wheat.
Well, we've got the same situation in wheat. We've had three record world crops in a row. We've got excess wheat. We got high, relatively high wheat stocks. You're going to, for this next year, you're going to see lower wheat production. You're going to see lower inputs put in it to reduce those costs, to react to price. Production is going to go down, stocks will go down, price will go up.
Dr. Kim Anderson. Some of the driest areas of Oklahoma that had slipped back into drought, getting some good rainfall amounts. North central Oklahoma seemingly left out, though, a little bit. When you stretch from the Woodward area across toward the Tulsa area and a little bit further east, north of Interstate 40, rainfall amounts rather meager, a couple, 3/10 on average. Bigger rainfall amounts, over 2 inches of rain at a lot of locations. When you stretch from Mangum and Altus all the way across the southern tier of counties, biggest rainfall amounts in Tishomingo and Medill, over 5 inches. You've got farm news on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, the 11th annual Chris Black Cream of the Crop Bull Sale is set for this Monday, October 26th, starting at 1 p.m. The sale will be held at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. The sale will be featuring over 100 powerful future club calf producers and many promotable AI sire prospects. Also, they'll be offering 30 elite springbred females as well. For more information, contact our friend Chris Black at 580-309-0711. Or you can go to their website, blackherfordranch.com. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.